a Nacho Radio podcast.
Dave and Darren.
This is Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. Really happy that you guys are here today.
Still, no McRib.
Is it something you're checking?
I haven't seen it.
You're keeping an eye out for that. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm over the McRib.
I know.
It's just not for me anymore.
I see you got your Coca-Cola Zero Sugar.
We had our time. Yeah, they changed the formula.
New improved taste. Is it new improved?
I'm not sure that I love it.
Can you even notice it?
Yeah, I can tell the difference between this and the old Coke Zero.
Can you really?
Yeah, I'm not sure that I'm crazy about this new Coke Zero Sugar.
Good looking can.
Well, I think they're trying to make it taste more like regular Coca-Cola, which, you know.
Didn't it originally?
Well, it was supposed to.
I don't know.
It's fine.
This is a Yumbo. I mean, it's all the same stuff. Just different cans. Coke Zero.
It just all comes out of one faucet.
Diet Coke.
You think
Coke.
So? Well, you can tell the difference between Diet Coke and Coke.
That's true, but can you tell the difference between Diet Coke and this? No.
This tastes more like Coke than Diet Coke.
Okay.
But, what do I know? When is McRib coming back? Oh, gosh.
I go to the dentist yesterday, and the person who's working on me goes, boy, you burnt the hell out of the roof of your mouth.
Oh, yeah? How'd you do that?
I have no idea. I don't remember that happening.
You just couldn't wait to eat something, or?
No, I don't remember that. I haven't drank anything hot. I don't think. It's like, I wonder if that's happening at night.
I guess
is that happening? Is someone burning the roof of my mouth while I'm sleeping?
The CNBC says that McDonald's locations were given the option of selling McRib,
and people are opting out. Huh?
And it says here a staggering amount of restaurants
said no,
have opted out. So you know what? We're not interested in selling them.
But is that a pain in the butt to put together?
They say the McRib is so elusive that you may not know when it's back on the menu, because so few locations
want to do it,
are actually selling it. There are 14,350 McDonald's in the U.S. Only 8,000 of them will sell the McRib. That is 75% less than last year.
Huh.
So there must be some reason why the local franchises are saying, no, we're not doing this.
They just roll their eyes at the McRib going, oh, God, not again.
Does it not sell enough? I don't know. It's not something they roll out nationwide anymore.
Is it just a big mess back there when they have it?
I mean,
we're getting the sauce on everything.
Oh, it's everywhere. I watched this movie. It's on Hulu. And it's if you want to just feel incredibly awkward for 2 hours.
No, I don't.
This movie's called Compliance. And it's all based on a real story where this crank caller was calling up fast food places and saying he was a cop, and that there had been a theft at the restaurant, and he needed the girl at the counter detained, and he just keeps them on the phone for hours and hours to the point where they're doing strip searches on her, making her do jumping jacks.
Why would he do that?
Well, he's some sort of sicko. The question is, why do the people at the restaurants
go ahead and go along with it?
They just want to do the right thing because they think they got a cop on the phone. He's like, yeah, I'm on my way there. I need you to do this. I need you to do that. And he does all these, you know, small steps. And then the next thing you know,
it doesn't dawn on him
at no point in the movie, you're just screaming the whole time, obviously he's not a cop. What are you doing?
Is this something that you stumbled upon, or is this something that you went looking for?
I had heard good things about it, and then I watched it, and I thought, oh, I shouldn't have watched that. It was icky.
Who was saying good things about it?
Friends of mine.
You might not want to take their advice anymore.
It got really good reviews. It's certainly a very well-acted movie, and it will...
Who's in it?
You will feel something. Really, a whole bunch of nobodies. It's like a short indie film, but it's on Hulu, if you have the Hulu. Also on Hulu, I can't say enough about this. Sarah Silverman has a new TV show called I Love You, America.
Uh-huh.
really good.
Is it?
Yeah.
She finally got it right, huh?
Well, I think she's always gotten things right. I think if you look at her career, she's done great things. But yeah, it's worth watching.
Now, she was in that movie. She's in that scene where Andy Dick is showing everybody how to do a BJ, right?
In what movie?
In Old School?
I've never seen Old School.
Where he's dancing to Hungry Like the Wolf. And he's
showing people how to give head?
And his little dog is dressed the same as he is.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Oh, that scene is worth the price of admission.
Yeah.
And by that, I mean if...
when next time it's on TNT.
Next time it's free.
Yeah. Let's see.
Not that it's free, not the cable's free.
It sure isn't, friend. I don't see her in the movie Old School. I think you're thinking
she's not in that, huh?
I think you're thinking of somebody else.
Okay, I guess.
Old School, when did that movie come out? She's in School of Rock. I don't see her in the movie Old School.
Huh.
I don't know who you're thinking of.
See, I was just trying to sing her praises. Even though she didn't, whoever that is doesn't do much in the scene. It's really, that scene is actually stolen by Andy Dick.
Uh-huh. Are you thinking of Juliette Lewis? Looks like she's in that movie.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know anything.
You get actresses confused.
I don't know anything. Who says I know anything?
Andy Dick as, it just says Andy Dick is his
what's his title?
His, I'm looking here at the cast, right? Uh-huh. So like Will Ferrell plays Frank the Tank.
That's right.
Richard. It just says Andy Dick as oral sex instructor.
Where do I sign?
Leah Remini is also in Old School. I had no idea. Ellen Pompeo. Yeah, I've seen clips of Old School. I've never sat down and watched the whole thing.
That's odd.
From start to finish. Well, I mean, there's you can only see so many movies.
I'm
busy watching movies about somebody tricking the people at the Chick Witch into performing things.
There's a place called Chick Witch?
I think it's a... This is the thing about this show, and I thought about you a lot. This Chick Witch place, I think they just made up this restaurant for the movie.
Sure.
But I kept looking at it going, boy, this looks the kind of place Darren would really enjoy.
I could go for a Chick Witch.
Come on over to Chick Witch. I don't know that Chick Witch is a real thing. If it is, I don't know that they would want their logo used in the movie, because again,
sounds a little made up. But then everything is made up, right?
Yes.
What isn't made up?
Is Chick Witch a real thing? The logo looked great. All of it looked wonderful. But I think it was a fake thing. And then in the end of the movie, the guy's like, yeah, so this is going on. He's calling. They catch the guy, or they're trying to catch the guy, and then they realize like this happened at like 40 different fast food places across the country. Where the guy would call up, say he was a cop, say a woman is there and she had some money stolen by one of the employees. And then it's like 2 hours on the phone with the cop. And the next thing you know, you've got a naked employee doing jumping jacks, trying to have money fall out of their butt that was never in there in the first place.
Sounds like an odd hobby.
Yeah, it just gets weirder and weirder and weirder. Speaking of chicken, which I know you love so well. There's a restaurant that's in a little bit of trouble. This is in California. They had a fried chicken that people were just raving about.
Mm-hmm.
$13 for a plate of the fried chicken. This is at a popular Long Beach, California breakfast spot. The Sweet Dixie Chicken. Or no, wait. Sweet Dixie Kitchen. Sweet Dixie Chicken. That's something I say sometimes when I get excited. I'll be like, oh, Sweet Dixie Chicken is this good. Sweet Dixie Kitchen is a small restaurant there in Long Beach, California. They are well qualified to represent the LBC. They specialize in comfort food with a Southern influence, right?
Okay.
Sounds like the kind of place you'd enjoy if you're ever in Long Beach.
Well, I enjoy most places.
Yeah. Well, the secret to the $13 plate of fried chicken
is
they're getting it from Popeyes.
They're just serving other people's chicken.
Tyler H. of Los Angeles writes on Yelp, before my friends and I got seated, we saw them quickly bring in two large boxes of Popeyes to the kitchen. once seated, he says he ordered fried chicken and waffles, and he says the chicken tasted suspiciously like Popeye's.
Uh-huh.
I kindly asked our waiter how they cook their fried chicken. After checking, he admitted that they do in fact use Popeye's. The manager compensated us for the entire meal. Basically,
why would you admit that so easily?
Well, how do you make the chicken? I don't know. Well, let me go check.
And then don't come back. What are you, a cop?
So,
do you want the chicken or not?
The manager, so this guy is basically sitting there going, what's with the chicken? The manager comes out and goes, it is Popeye's. I'm going to comp your meal. Now, I would think that the meal comp would be in exchange for, you know, we appreciate if you keep your mouth shut about the fact that you used another people's
food. Yeah, you don't talk about it then.
The owner of Sweet Dixie Chicken saw the Yelp review and responded saying, quote, we proudly serve Popeye's spicy tenders, the best fried chicken anywhere and from New Orleans, which are delivered twice a day. We also, in case you need to know, buy our gumbo from a friend who sells it at a local farmer's market. We promote usually small batch local producers on our menu. The exception is Popeye's. We can't fry at this location. And it is the fried chicken I love so much and ate a ton of it in the ATL. So I serve it. By the way, she adds, this owner goes, but by the way, we don't mill our own flour or grow our own veggies either.
Yeah, we don't make our own soda. So everybody just relax. That'll be $13.
She says at one point, she says they've always been upfront with their use of the Popeye's chicken. She says, quote, we wrote it on our board in the restaurant, imported from Louisiana this week. Thank you, Popeye's. It wasn't a secret. We use the chicken as an ingredient in a menu item we made. We don't use their sauces or anything else. I think the problem here, though, is $13 for food you didn't make.
What would it cost you at Popeye's?
We went to a restaurant this weekend, not far from where you work. Went there for breakfast, and there was a giant handwritten sign on the door that said, please, no outside food or beverages. And it seems weird to me that that's a sign you would have to put on at a restaurant.
Yes. No.
Do you know the place I'm talking about?
No.
You have to go there for lunch. You'd love it. Corner Kitchen, it's called.
Oh, okay. Yes, I know where that's at.
Great food.
Okay, good.
Really good. The decor could use a little work, but the food's outstanding. And I think it's a little weird that you have to have a sign on your door that says, quit bringing in food that's not from the restaurant.
You savages.
It seems a little... Right? It seems like...
That's kind of what we do.
Yeah, that's our job. Like, are there people that just don't understand how restaurants work?
Clearly.
Well, there were tables, and we thought this was
well,
a nice
you can
place,
bring your own nice food place. In here, but then we have to rent you the place to sit, I guess.
I don't think they do that. I don't think they're interested in doing
that. We're going to have to.
I think they're interested in doing that. Yeah, we got some Burger King. We just needed a nice place to sit and eat it, so we thought we'd bring it here.
All right, that's $5.
Well, no, we're not paying you for the food. We've already bought it from Burger King. Yeah, I was a little nervous when I saw that sign on the door, like, what the hell kind of, place is this?
Well, at that point, you see that sign, you got to keep your head on a swivel.
Food was great. Service was excellent.
I should have keep your head on a swivel down there anyway.
Yeah, it was a good breakfast. Everyone, all three of us, rave reviews.
Good deal.
You want to get into the top
Let's
five
do
things?
Do it. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg, the Orpheum Theater. Is welcoming A.J. Croce, Two Generations of American Music, and that's happening this Saturday, October 21st, a complete set of his father's music, Jim Croce, some of his own, and songs that influence both. Tickets are available at galesburgorpheum.org or by phone, 309-342-2299. You can also, of course, get those tickets right there at the box office. The Orpheum is available for private events, including weddings and movie rentals, and coming soon to the Orpheum Theater, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, Elf Jr. the Musical, the Nutcracker, also Polar Express, and more. The Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Lean forward, engage, and be entertained.
Number
one.
Number one, Chicago, Illinois, ranks at the top of the list of rattiest cities. Cities that are the most rat-infested. Chicago. They have the top 50 rattiest cities here, and Chicago rules the nation in rats. New York City is a close second, followed by L.A. and San Francisco. So congratulations, Chicago. You're the rattiest city in America.
I suppose the rats are aware of that, too.
You think so?
Oh, it's in the... Oh, you must come to Chicago.
Let's see here. Champaign, Illinois is on the list. Number 41. Congratulations. Boy, rats love Illinois. Where I'm trying to think, where else?
Well, there's plenty of corn.
Yeah. Well, I was... someone was telling me that they've got a client. They're exterminators that just deal in farms.
Yes.
And specifically the rats that want to hang out in corn bins.
So not residential, not...
Right, right.
Commercial, just basically just...
Their farm. Specialty is yes. Corn bin rats. And these things get up to be just ginormous. Because they'll find the corn...
Size of pigs.
No, legitimately, yes. Just giant... giant rats, like morbidly obese.
So how do they get rid of them? What have they got, like muskets or something?
Basically, yeah. I mean,
the tiny cannons?
The only way, I think, to take care of these
rats...
We
got to bring in the big rat cannon?
The only way to get rid of these cats or rats is just to kill them execution style, right in the back of the head. I think that's what they do. And that's it. Like, and then there's little traps they can set.
Traps?
But at the same time...
They'll just drag the trap
away.
That's
it. Some of these rats are too fat to even fit into traps. And these are traps that are made for much, much bigger animals. And they outsmart it. Rats, very smart.
The
very
rat
clever.
Life.
Yeah. So congratulations.
Well, it makes all the sense in the world. If you're a rat, why wouldn't you go to a farm? Why wouldn't you go to a... Some
yeah,
sort of
I'd rather be like Templeton the rat than some city, than pizza rat, some sort of city rat. I think in the farm, you got that fresh air. You got all the corn you can
I
eat.
I always think that. I think I don't understand, like, city squirrels.
Yeah.
Move to the country.
Right?
You got all day to get there.
You got literally your whole life.
You got your whole life to get there.
Right. It's a good point.
It's just,
listen,
we're moving.
They're not going to win a World Series this year, but Chicago has won something. Rattiest.
Well, we don't know that.
You a fact. Come on, Darren. What team are you watching?
It's not like Theo's team hasn't done it before.
Did you watch any of that game last night?
Not a ton. Well, I watched them walk in a run by throwing four balls to a pitcher, and I thought, that's probably about all I need to see.
I'm wondering. I would love to know. I'd love to see a graph. Is that the moment that everyone said,
okay,
done watching this?
Okay.
Because you got your diehards, and God bless them. But I think that's the moment. I'd love it if they would show on a graph, like mm-hmm. if the people at Nielsen could compile this and just say,
that's where the needle really moves.
Carl Edwards Jr. walks Yu Darvish on four pitches with the bases loaded. That's the point where everyone goes, let's see what else is on. Is Dynasty on tonight? What are we watching?
I always get a little hungry when they bring him in.
Carl Edwards Jr.?
Uh-huh.
Because it sounds like Carl's Jr.?
Yes.
A restaurant we don't have?
Yes. Well, essentially, it's a Hardee's.
It is Hardee's. It's the exact same thing.
Two.
I should mention that the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. They make me hungry just as well.
Mm.
Even more so. Home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak. Get one of those cheesesteaks today. Maybe a chicken cheesesteak, premium grilled chicken, and melted provolone, fried onions with hot or sweet peppers. When you're there, turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Of course, Capriati's gift cards are the perfect gift because everybody loves Capriati's. I tell you what, that wouldn't be a bad idea if you just had a bowl of Capriati's gift cards for Halloween. Go ahead, kids.
A little pricey.
It gets a little pricey, maybe. But it's not bad.
No, I'd put on a costume and go to your house if I knew that was a thing.
I'm coming back several different times I'm coming back. Mention Nacho Radio today for lunch or dinner. Get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Harrington Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. It's there for you 24/7. Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf.
The boy still doesn't know what he wants to be for Halloween.
Maybe he's going to punt on the whole thing.
Well, and I've talked to a lot of different parents of kids his age.
Kids just aren't interested? They're moving on.
Yes. Are kids over Halloween?
By the time they turn 8, they're done?
That's it. 8 to me as seems like that was
primo
prime time. You can walk forever.
Yes.
Even
you can
though,
really
even
make
though
a killing.
Here in Bettendorf, it's a 2-hour window, but you can really.
Does he like candy?
Loves it.
Okay, well, then that's not the problem.
No.
But he also knows, how about you just go get me a bag of candy?
Well, you know what I think? I think part of the problem is, too, and I think this is on me. It occurs to me that I need to have a discussion with him. Because every year I always overbuy candy so we don't run out. That's not happening this year.
Oh.
This year I'm going to buy what I think is a reasonable amount of candy, and if we run out,
we run out. So if you think that you're going to get 40 people, you're going to go get 40 pieces of candy.
That's exactly correct.
Okay.
Yes.
As opposed to getting 120.
Well, I'll go to Sam's and I'll get like 3 giant bags of it every year.
You don't need it.
Because I don't want to be the house that runs out.
This year you're the house that runs out.
Maybe I am. Yeah. Because it's ridiculous. So
he doesn't have an interest even in going like with... Couldn't they go with like a pack of kids?
Yeah, no. It just...
But he's not...
This is what he said the other day. He's like, I don't know, maybe I just stay home and I hand out the candy this year. He goes, it might be a neat way to meet people from the neighborhood.
You want to meet people?
He's just an old man. He's just... It's like, I don't know, it might be an interesting way to meet people from the neighborhood.
I know you're in their blanket.
Like, you can meet people by going to their door in a costume and getting candy from them. I don't know. Maybe he's over it.
Could be done.
I don't know. Number two.
You could go as George the Bear.
Oh, that'd be the best.
Keep you warm.
I might
go Although it's probably going to be 100 degrees on Halloween.
Anyway. I might go as George the Bear.
What is that? What is that glue smell?
Well, that's for me to enjoy.
Oh, my God.
This candy's an afterthought. I'm just huffing glue fumes.
Boy,
the whole
that
time.
Is strong.
Number two, pole dancing is now recognized by an international sports body, which means it is now possible that it will be at some point included
in the Olympics.
Pole dancing recognized.
Different kind of Olympics.
By the Global Association of International Sports Federation. They have granted it observer status. So that now means that the International Pole Sports Federation is now eligible to apply for membership in the International Olympic Committee.
I wonder what sport will have to go.
Is that how they do it? They kick
We're
one out?
We're going to get rid of the pole vault and replace it with pole dancing.
Well, listen.
What about pole vault dancing?
If accepted, they say they hope that it will join the Olympics, which karate, surfing, and baseball are back in the Olympics.
What is karate surfing?
No, karate and surfing.
Oh.
Not karate surfing. That would be a hell of a sport. Surfboard karate?
Is that with two guys on the same board? Fighting karate style?
I think you start on two boards, and then at one point somebody jumps on the one board. And now, you know, you have insulted me, you have insulted my family, and you have insulted the Shaolin Temple.
Yeah! And the ocean.
Yeah, and you end up just karate kicking the ocean at the end. Boy, copyright 2017 Nacho Radio, that's ours.
Number three.
Now, if there was pole vault dancing...
Mm-hmm. Not pole vault dancing, pole dancing.
No, but I understand.
You can't dance on a pole that's in the air.
Well, no, you dance with the pole.
Oh, I see.
And then you get a score from that, and then once you're done dancing, then you go pole vault.
Oh, I was thinking of javelins. Javelin dancing. Could that be a thing?
That gets dangerous.
In a hurry, friend. Billy Corgan from Smashing Pumpkins was on the Howard Stern show the other day.
Why?
He's got a new solo record.
Oh, okay.
That, you know, he's no longer Billy Corgan, by the way.
Oh, he's not?
He's changed his name. He's now William Patrick Corgan. Don't call him Billy. He doesn't care for it.
What's he trying to get a role in a reboot of Doogie Howser? What's the thing?
at one point he told Stern that he was totally sober, and he says he saw someone transform into a lizard person.
Yeah, it was the movie.
No, he says.
Why would you bring that up?
He saw a person transform into something non-human. And Stern didn't really ask any follow-up questions. Like, I think that's the story.
Who's next?
Robin, who's next?
Who's our next guest? Because this one here isn't safe.
He says, imagine you're doing something and suddenly you turn around and there's somebody else standing there. Stern says, a different human?
Was he at a zoo?
Corgan says, sort of. It's hard to explain without going into detail. I'd rather not go into details. I don't know, man. It seems to me like that's the time to ask for some details. Like, what the hell are you talking about? You saw somebody shapeshift and you were sober? That's something that needs to be addressed. Like, that's the story. But instead, you know, Stern's like, so that 1979, that was a big hit. You've done it all and you've said it all. What?
Four.
I've got that Stern package on my car. And every time I turn it on, I think...
What does that mean?
I pay a little bit extra to have the Howard Stern channel on my Sirius XM.
Oh, boy.
And it's not that much extra. And I think basically the way it works is in order to have... internet access to the channels, you get Stern for free. Because I've looked at getting rid of it. Because every time I listen to it, I think, why am I paying extra for this?
Yeah, why are you paying extra?
Yeah, I think it's like part of another package. And there's a lot of times I listen to Stern and really enjoy it. But then there's other times where I think, oh boy, he's not even into it anymore.
Well, how could he be?
He works 3 days a week.
Is that right?
Yeah. I think that's always been the deal.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's newsflash. It's not bad to be Howard
Stern. He didn't work 5 days a week?
I think since he's been on satellite.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Number four, the new Han Solo Star Wars movie.
See, it's got a title.
They finally told us the title of it.
Uh-huh.
It'll be called Solo, a Star Wars story.
Well, we don't want to confuse you.
That's it. Like, so the Star Wars Twitterverse explodes like, this title's too obvious.
Well?
What do you want him to call it? It's the Han Solo movie. Like, why would you call it anything else? And then some people are like, I predicted it. You predicted nothing. It's the Han Solo movie. Everyone knew that was what they were going to call it. So it's called Solo. A Star Wars
movie. And who's Solo?
I don't know, some kid. Some kid, and the word is that his acting was so terrible. A couple of weeks ago, they were going to just recast him. But I think they were already way over because they had to fire the directors that, I got a feeling this Han Solo movie is going to be terrible. Something doesn't add up there.
I think you're over Star Wars.
No, that's not the case. Although, there's a new season of the Star Wars
Rebels.
I think
your son is over Halloween, and I think you're over Star Wars. And I think everyone's over the McRib.
Is that it?
That's what's happening.
Are we all just getting to a point where we're just over it?
Yeah, we're over it.
We're over it.
We're over it.
Sad to see it happen, but you might be right.
Five.
Number five.
Finally, number five. Here's an alarming new trend, or the coolest thing ever. Florida alligators have developed a taste for sharks. They have been eating sharks like crazy down there.
Maybe that's what Billy Corgan saw.
Researchers have now documented, for the first time ever, clashes. Because this is what doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Alligators are freshwater creatures.
Yes.
Sharks live in saltwater.
Okay.
But, they say, they've...
Who's eating who?
The alligators are eating sharks. Yes. Alligators always win. Gator versus shark,
well, they're already,
gator wins.
They're already seasoned.
There's that. Yes, the American alligator has developed a taste for shark. And there's all these pictures now, these things eating sharks all over Florida. And what they do is, it says alligators seek out fresh water in environments that have a lot of salt. And basically what happens is that the fresh water, where the ocean meets the land, like where the gators live, the fresh water in a parts of where the part of Florida, the fresh water is like at the top of the water, and then the salt water goes to the bottom. So they're able to just kind of skim along the top and get to the fresh water, and then they find sharks and then they eat them. And they bring them back to the land and they just chew on sharks forever. And I got to think too, is that embarrassing if you're a shark?
To be caught by an alligator?
Right?
I wouldn't want to talk about it. Hey, I wouldn't want to bring it up.
Hey,
I saw you got caught by an alligator the other day. An alligator caught you.
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
They say that it's pretty rare, but it's been happening more and more lately that gators are eating sharks. It sounds like a sci-fi channel movie, but it's real. And those were your top five things.
The Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by Factory of Fear. Factory of Fear, the Quad City's longest running and largest indoor haunted attraction, located in Moline. Open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and you still have another chance to do so coming up this Friday. They're going to be open through Halloween. They'll be open from 7 till midnight, Sunday 7 till 10. Do you have what it takes to make it through the Quad City's most horrifying haunt? Tickets are online at QCFactoryOfFear.com. Of course, you can also get them right there at the haunt, at the door. Factory of Fear voted a top 10 haunt in the state of Illinois by HauntedIllinois.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue, Moline, online at FactoryOfFear.com. Factory of Fear, where fear is made. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio in Davenport. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. Sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby Turkey Cranberry Sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Get one today at 53rd Street in Davenport, at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Of course, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. That's all you have to do.
Of course. Of course.
And if you'd like to reach out to us, use the Harrington Pub text line 470-23-NACHO, Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf, home of the Quad City's best Bloody Mary.
Someone from the 317 area code.
317?
Yeah. Sent us a video on the Harrington's Pub text line. It's of a three-year-old kid riding around on a python. That seems weird.
Well, it's going to get real weird if the python realizes it.
317 is Indianapolis. Thanks for having us on. Just a little boy riding around on a snake. Hey, well, let me ask you this. What happened to the
this
snake?
This is what happened to the snake.
A buddy of mine was at the Augustana game on Saturday when we had all that rain, and he explained to me that it was a seven-hour game with all the delays.
I think it was six, but still, it was crazy.
Yeah.
It was quite a while.
Yeah, we had soccer games that day, and by we, I mean the boy, and by had soccer games, I mean we had to drive out there twice.
You didn't have them.
When obviously the whole thing should have been canceled, but it wasn't, and then, both games got canceled.
Yeah, it's a little different situation when your team, there's a team that comes all the way from Decatur, you try to get the game in, whereas a soccer game for eight-year-olds, I can see where you could pull the plug on it.
No, there were teams from Peoria, there were teams from Rockford.
Traveling soccer eight-year-olds. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Well, then that's a different story, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why. I mean, they were out there in the rain the whole time. But unless there was lightning, which...
although I kept saying, how many people here have been hit by lightning, and nobody
wants to hear that when there's lightning. How many? Who all's ever been hit by lightning?
Well, let's just play. We're not running around with. We're not playing golf.
Story here of a football game up in Canada, where the game got called. Because nine players, this is a high school football game.
Oh, high school game.
Nine different players suffered head injuries.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
At one time?
The coach was forced to forfeit the game Friday night after several of his players suffered head injuries.
That is gang tackling there.
At least four of the nine kids were showing signs of concussion. Nine of his players suffered blows to the head, and on the Friday night game, all of the players were taken to the hospital as a precaution. Four players showed serious symptoms of concussion, such as nausea and vomiting. So, yeah, they had to forfeit the game for the players' safety and security.
Did the other team have a very elusive running back, and just where the other team is just keeps running into each other?
It seems weird that one team would have all the head injuries.
Yeah, we're all trying to tackle this guy, and all we're doing is just basically hitting each other in the head.
Yeah, they asked the coach, how do these kids get hurt? And coach's answer was, I'm not going to get into that. It's part of the football game.
What is he, Billy Corgan?
I don't want to get into that. The game was interrupted at halftime.
What do you mean you don't want to get into it?
They were losing 35-0. And then the refs were like, this game is over because you have nine kids with head injuries. Again, this was up in Canada. But still, that seems alarming.
Were they playing by the right rules? Do they wear helmets? Maybe part of the problem was, coach, your team didn't have helmets on. I don't want to get into it.
I know
that's
that there's
part of football.
I know that
no,
there's
part of football is wearing a helmet.
Canadian Football League.
Yes.
I guess I didn't realize that they had high school football up there.
I guess I didn't consider it.
Yeah, I didn't either.
But I guess Canadian football teams have to have Canadian players. Yeah. So I guess they got to start somewhere.
But like you never hear about Canadian college football.
No.
In fact, I don't know if I've ever heard of any Canadian colleges. They must have them, right?
I think they've got colleges in Canada.
I think York, is that a college in Ontario? I think that's a big deal.
Okay.
But yeah, college football in Canada, that seems...
Bula bula.
Canadian collegiate football.
Who's the number one team in Canada?
In the college
ranks?
Yes. In Canadian, they call it U Sports Football. U Sports, because university, I guess.
Okay.
The highest level of amateur playing Canadian football. U Sports. They used to call it Canadian Inter-University Sport. There are 27 college football teams in Canada, divided into four athletic conferences.
Kind of sucks to not be in the top 25.
There's only 27 teams.
Yeah, we didn't make the top 25.
Yeah, it's not...
We're not the best.
The regular season, they say, is 8 to 10 weeks long, depending on what conference you're in.
Uh-huh.
Opens on the last Friday in August. So...
All right, so kind of the same timeline.
Yeah. University... I'm trying to find, like, the names of the schools. University of British Columbia, the Thunderbirds. University of Calgary, the Dinos. How do we not have access to Canadian college football?
I can't believe you don't have the Canadian college football package.
If you're telling me I could watch the Dinos take on the Thunderbirds, I'd watch the hell out of that. I always do like watching the Grey Cup every year when that's on. I always get a kick out of that. Because it's like,
look at me, I'm watching a championship.
Well, something else. University of Manitoba, Bisons. University of Saskatchewan Huskies, University of Waterloo Warriors, York University is the Lions. Well, there you go. I was right.
That's
about
your
that.
Team, the York Lions.
I think that's it. Yeah, that's in Toronto. And I just remember that from watching a lot of Much Music. I don't know if you saw this, but Major League Baseball is talking about doing a expansion and realignment.
You know, I think I did hear something about that, where the White Sox and the Cubs might be in the same division.
Sox and Cubs would be in the same division.
Now you're talking.
There will no longer be a...
How many teams are they adding?
Two.
Who do they want to add? What cities?
Montreal.
They're back.
And Portland.
Okay.
That's the talk. And then, if they do this, there will be no longer an American League or a National League.
There won't be.
No, they're done with that. There would then just be eight divisions with four teams.
Okay.
So, and
why can't we have national leagues and American leagues?
Well, because it's more based on geography than anything else.
Okay.
So like New York Mets and Yankees would be in the same division.
And you can't have the Mets in the American League and you can't have the Yankees in the National League, so we're not going to call it either one.
I think the idea is that it wouldn't be like the conference champ versus the conference champ. They would also extend the playoffs. And part of it, too, is they would have doubleheaders on the weekend.
Real doubleheaders?
Yeah. You mean back-to-back or
yes.
day-night doubleheaders?
Yes.
I think that'll be up to... Because I think owners don't like real doubleheaders. Because
no, they don't want that.
Right.
No, they want to be able to have a second audience come in.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're losing ticket sales there. But yeah, if this happens, I'm trying to think. The Cardinals wouldn't be in the Cubs division anymore.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Or no, they would. You know who would be out? Was it the Reds? No.
I thought they were going to add the Royals. The Royals and the White Sox.
No, the Royals, gosh, I was just looking at this the other day. Because some of it makes a lot of sense, and then some of it you look at it and you go, well, this doesn't make, what is this? Everything would be based more on geography than anything else.
Sure.
But yeah, why wouldn't, they would get rid of the American League and the National League. But that also seems kind of silly.
Not necessarily necessary.
Right. But Cubs and Sox in the same division.
12 games a year?
Is that what it would be?
I think so.
Well, that would be... And the games would matter. I mean, that would be your
hated... Yes, they would matter.
Yeah, and then the Sox and Cardinals would be in the same division.
Yeah, 12 games a year.
I think everyone in the couple of teams get jobbed. Like, the Twins would be in the same division as the Yankees, the Mets, and the Red Sox. And
do we care about the Twins?
No, well, it just seems like they're a Midwestern team. It seems weird to have them play on the East Coast all of their games. But some people are saying that this might be a trial balloon. They're putting it out there to see if people are outraged by it. Or if people think it's cool. I'm all for more baseball. But they got to make a couple other changes.
I think we might be over it.
Nobody's over it. You're over. Are you over it just because your Cubs are done? Is that why
almost,
you're over it?
Almost done.
Finished. They're done. Story here of a guy who was wanted by the police. And he had a very interesting way of turning himself in. He went on their Facebook page and said, to tell you what, you're looking for me. I'm not worried about it. They had a Facebook post where they were looking for this guy because he had an existing arrest warrant. This 21-year-old kid said, I'm not worried about it. If your next post gets 1,000 shares, I'll turn myself in with a dozen donuts, and that's a promise. And I'll pick up every piece of litter around your public schools. So then it got 1,000 shares, and this kid had to walk in with a bunch of donuts for the cops, uh-huh. Turned himself in. That's the world we're living in now. I'm not just going to turn myself in without getting some sort of social media heat. Finally, Darren, in Cleveland.
I got to get some clicks.
This story in Cleveland.
And here's a story you've been grabbing on our social platforms. This man, Cleveland Willis, is facing charges of armed robbery after his former co-workers
his name is Cleveland Willis and he lives in Cleveland?
On Perkins.
I'm sorry. His name is Cleveland. This happened in Baton Rouge.
Okay.
This happened in Baton Rouge.
Why do they call you Cleveland Willis?
Cleveland Willis. What you talking about, Cleveland Willis? He's charged with armed robbery, but
it's not good.
But hang on for the rest of the story here.
They say Willis walked into the restaurant, pointed a gun at the head of the cashier, demanded money. Oh. He was getting away with a little more than $600 until employees recognized Willis's face through the ski mask.
Hey, wait a minute.
See, Willis had been an employee there, so one of them reportedly asked him, "Hey, Cleveland, is that you?" And he allegedly responded, "No, it's not me." So Bond has not yet been...
No, it's not me.
Cleveland, is that you?
No, it's not me.
It's not me. Oh, Cleveland.
Oh, that is so Cleveland.
Yes, this was an armed robbery at the Kentucky Fried Chicken store there at Perkins Road in Baton Rouge.
A lot of chicken talk today.
I know. And let me ask you this. Is KFC bigger than Popeyes in Louisiana?
I would think it is.
Well, I would think the Popeyes would reign supreme. I thought that was their whole gimmick. That they're Louisiana, you know,
kitchen.
Exactly. That's it for this episode. We are back tomorrow.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast.
It's not me.
Brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School.
EMCO.
EMCO. Gotcha.
That's what it's called.
EMCO.
Have you talked to Rob recently?
Well, it's been a couple weeks.
Yeah.
He didn't mention EMCO.
It's EMCO.
Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal muffins, and more. Mm. Fall into a spiced chai latte or a pumpkin roll latte, a delicious mix of pumpkin pie, creme brulee, and cupcake. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. And of course, the podcast is also brought to you by all of our fine patrons on Podbean. You become a patron on Podbean, as well as by everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. And the podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. Enjoy one of Capriati's specialty party trays or build your own by choosing a combination of cold subs. And for that extraordinary event, build your own perfect meatball sub with Cap's Meatball Bar. Capriati's signature homemade meatballs are made from scratch daily and simmered in a classic marinara sauce. Every meatball bar comes with sliced provolone, Romano cheese, and baked rolls. If you're just going for lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's. And thanks for chiming in on the Harrington Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO, Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf, where there's live music on Thursdays. So there's live music tomorrow at Harrington's Pub.
Till we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reppin' spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Come on, kids, grow up.